Hey foodies, and welcome to Food in Review, episode 13 for March 18 already. Remember, we're live every weekday at 2200 Central European time, and there will be a new episode uploaded to all your podcast services. My name is John, also known as Food Cutscene. Of course, joining me tonight is Mr. FIFA himself, it's Yngwie.
Hello John, good evening.
Good evening, buddy. Already tired of self-isolation over there?
Well, it's okay. I had a bit of fresh air today, so that helps, of course.
Awesome. Well, we got some content to keep us busy, though.
Yeah.
Today's content is two SBCs. One which gives us... Well, actually, they give us all packs and one objective. So it gives us a lone Roy Keane and a lone George Best. So if you're a Manchester United fan... or Irish, you should be fine, right?
Yeah, that's might motivate a few to do some grinding. Not difficult.
Let's start with these objectives, though. Do you like Lone Roy Keane and George Best?
They're in the moments version, so they're quite good. The Roy Keane one is quite solid. It's not top elite. The Best one looks really, really good. The Keen one is a central midfielder, of course, and it's doable by, you need to score 5 goals in any foot mode with at least 3 Manchester United players in the starting squad. You need to play 3 matches with at least 1 Celtic player in your starting squad, and you need to win 5 matches in any foot game mode using at least 3 Irish players in your starting squad. So you need to play at least 5 matches though to unlock Roy Keane one. You can probably make an easy team in beginner squad battles for that one. The George Best one is, I would say, top left winger card. You can probably start him and move him around in different places. If you use him in friendlies, you can of course use him for how long you want, as long as you have one loan left. So that's fun if you want to try it out, if you consider buying it. The objectives are you need to score 5 goals in any foot game mode with at least 3 Manchester United players starting in your squad. You need to play 3 matches with at least 2 Major League Soccer players in your starting squad. And you need to win 7 matches in any foot game mode using at least 3 Northern Irish players in your starting squad. So that will take you 7 matches. You might be able to... you won't be able to combine them. I think it's going to be difficult. But, of course, the lone best one would... If you were going to choose one of them, I would do the best. But I'm probably going to use both because you get XP points for the season progress. So... you get 300 per objective, and then 300 extra for completing them. So,
and how many matches is the loan?
That doesn't actually say. I think about 20 matches for Roy Keane, and it's 20 matches for Best. So I wouldn't be surprised if you face that one in maybe both rivals and the weekend league. So be prepared for that. So that's, well, at least you get enough matches to test the card if you want to buy it or not, though. So that's okay. That's a decent objectives. Easy to do.
Yeah, I have fun. I mean, 20 matches is at least worth it. Can at least drag you through a big portion of your Wicked League if you're up for it.
Yeah.
Although I hate the fact that you can still use loans in Wicked League, I'd say take full advantage of that and get them.
Yeah, it's a nice bit work. You can maybe save them when the matches get harder in the end of the grind, and then start using them at last part. I wouldn't use them in the beginning, I think. Unless you're just going for 11 wins, of course, or 14 to get gold 3 and 2 player picks. But if you're going to try for maybe gold 1 or elite or above, then I would save them until the last part of the grind.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
So these objects are fun. Hope we got some more of those. Two SBCs tonight. Want to take us through it? First one is four leaf clover. Of course, keeping the Irish lookalike.
Yeah, it's St. Patrick teams. So there's one which give you a mixed players pack. It's called the Shamrock. You need one player from Shamrock Rovers. You need minimum three rare cards. Same nation count is maximum three. Same league count is maximum three. Max chemistry is 80, so you can have lower rated cards. So no stress about that. Then there's one called the Green Nations. And then you get the premium mixed players pack. You need 11 players, but you can mix them between Northern Ireland and Republic of Ireland. You can only have those two nationalities, and minimum 5 silver players, and minimum 5 rare cards. And then you are going to do the Celtic Knot. That's one rare Electrum players pack. You need to exchange a squad with 11 nationalities, minimum 5 leagues. All of them have to be gold, and minimum 3 rare cards, 75 chemistry. And then you have the SBCs called Rainbow's End. You get a prime gold players pack. You need 2 nationalities exactly, not more. Maximum 6 from each nation. Minimum 6 leagues, 3 rare minimum. Squad rating of 80 minimum, and team chemistry of 90. If you complete all those, you'll get another pack, which is a rare mega pack. So yeah, I think it's gonna be a possibility might go up because people will start buying the lower rated cards from Ireland and Shamrock Rovers, so traders might be making some coins this evening.
Yeah, that's an important one though. If you got any of those, sell them.
Yeah, I would sell them, I think, unless you are addicted in a good way. And then we have the SBCs called Roaring Stadium. That one gives you...
Before we dive into four-leaf clover, thumbs up, thumbs down, neutral for you?
I think it's... Well, it's a little bit variety, so maybe a thumbs up. So it's fun, challenging. For the SBC people.
Awesome.
Yeah. And then we have, of course, the Roaring Stadium, which gives you a Prime Electrum Players Pack. What you got to do to unlock that is minimum 3 nationalities. You have the maximum 3 from the same club. Maximum 4 from the same league. And it seems like you have a squad rating of minimum 79 and chemistry of 80. From what I can see, and I can see maybe we can check if they're... I don't know if they're tradable, so give me a few seconds. I can that as well, because it's always nice to know if you want to... it's tradable, the one from Roaring Stadium. And the Irish one, if I can... Which I can actually not see online for some reason.
Oh.
I don't have it. Yeah, probably untradeable as well since the new one was. So maybe they listened to the people from, probably complained about the ones from yesterday. So I would say it's tradable, both of them then. So if you want to calculate approximately cost, if you want to do the complete four leaf one, it's on Xbox, it's around 47K are according to Footbin, and it's like 32K on PlayStation and 32K on PC. The Roaring Stadium one is around 11K on PlayStation, 18-19 on Xbox, and 17-18 on PC though, so it's not too expensive, and if you wait until rewards tomorrow, you might be able to get them quite a bit cheaper as well, I think, if you're patient.
So, which verdict does Ingvi give this one?
Well, you get the Prime Electrum Players pack, so it's not horrible. So I would give maybe, it's cheap, so maybe a neutral, since you have to, I think you have to actually have two of the, sorry, I forgot to say, you need two of the UEFA Champions League cards, rare. So that, if you don't have them, then maybe I'll give it a neutral one. Sorry about that.
No, that's a good point, though. Well, yeah. Neutral for Royal Stadium and a thumbs up for the four-leaf clover.
Yeah. Or
clover, I should say.
Yeah.
My English will get better over time. Yeah. I think that's it for the SBCs, but we had a little update today about Team of the Week. We got 3 minutes to spare. What do you think?
Yeah, since there are no leagues being played at the moment, so they just did a Team of the Week moments from earlier year. They picked the players from there and like kind of upgraded them into this FIFA from using the stats that the cards had when this FIFA started. So they would like being upgraded in from what they were then. So you have like Team of the Week moments, De Ligt. He got an 88 card now. So that means that his wants to watch card goes to 88 as well. But they didn't update to the same stats, so De Ligt will be of course slower now than what he was a few years ago. And they put in Kyle Walker as well, he's in the team, and that will of course upgrade his headliner card, so that's nice for the people that have headliner Kyle Walker. We can also mention David Alaba, not anything like super special, but of course he links to the flashback Boateng card, which is nice. You have the Gareth Bale center forward card. It's very expensive now. It's like 900k, I think, on Xbox. Probably going to drop. But of course, it's a different position than the other cards he has. I'm expecting him to drop, though. But I wish they would upgrade the cards a little bit, boost them a little bit more than what they have. But of course, this is short notice, so the thing has potential if EA will maybe give them a little bit more close to, of course, if they boosted them like Scream boost the cards that needed it.
Yeah.
So that would be cool. Like James Rodriguez, his Scream card is quite cool, but now this one comes 86 rated and like 56 pace. That's not going to be usable in Weekend League, for example, or Rivals. So if they would do some adjustment and at least make it closer to the Scream card, then of course it's going to be more viable to use as well and more attractive for people to open packs as well.
Yeah, but, they didn't change card, much for me thus far.
Yeah, nothing exciting, but there is a potential there if do some small adjustments, I think. I hope they do.
Well, let's find out in a week, I guess. Are you playing Weekend League, you think, this weekend?
I'm not sure.
No.
I need to think. Maybe. You never know.
You never know.
No.
Guess it's life, right? Especially these times.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's it for today, Yngwie.
Yeah.
If you like this show, subscribe to us. We'd really appreciate your 5-star reviews. That helps us be found much more easily on the internet. Of course, be sure in tomorrow. Send us all your feedback. Even if you don't like us, still give us the 5-star review and say what you don't like about us. But it just helps with all the extra search options and stuff. So another 15-minute show tomorrow. See you all Friday.
Bye-bye.
Drop it.
F-U. F-U. F-F-F-F-U. F-U. T. T. In the view. F. U.